Well, September was a great month for the for stocks. And so the three stock funds, the C fund, the S fund, and the I fund, had, you know, just really great months. And actually, the C fund, which replicates the S&P 500, had the best September since the S&P 500 was started in 1957. And that was good because actually August was a very bad month. But the C fund was up 9%, the S fund more than 11%, the I fund, which is the International Stock Fund, was up almost 10%. Just really a great month. The F fund didn't do very much, and the G fund, of course, was up its standard sort of 0.2%. Now, over the last 12 months, which is, to me, a more meaningful figure, we still see very good returns for the C fund and the S fund. The C fund's up 10% over the last 12 months, and the S fund, which is smaller stocks, is up 17%, you know, which is really huge. The International Stock Fund's only up 3%, and the F fund, which is the bond fund, is up 8%, which is a great return for a bond fund. So we've certainly seen a lot of progress over the last 12 months, and we saw a lot of progress in September.
Art, what can you tell us for the L funds for the month of September?
Well, all the L funds were up last month, and the more aggressive funds, which means the ones that mature further out, the 2040 and the 2030s, did especially well. They were up 7 to 8%. The more conservative funds, the L income fund, was up about 2% for the month. And again, looking at the last 12 months, the income fund's up 5%. The L2040 fund's up 9%, as is the L2030 fund, and the others are in between. So they certainly did well, and actually last month was one of only 3 months this year where all the TSP funds had a positive rate of return.
And we're talking to a certified financial planner, Art Stein, about our look at September on the TSP snapshot. We're going to move to something a little bit different here, Art. We're going to start on this little monthly series that we do, looking at some of the individual funds in the TSP. And this month, we're going to take a look at the C fund.
Okay, well, the C fund was introduced into the TSP 12 years ago, January of 1988. And it is an index fund, which means that it's not actively managed. They don't have a set of managers who are, you know, trying to pick the stocks to buy and sell every day in the fund. And of course, all the C fund and the S and the I and the F fund are all index funds. With an index fund, the TSP board has chosen a particular index, and with the C fund, it's the S&P 500, and then they've hired a company, which is currently BlackRock Institutional Trust Company, to manage it, and they are just trying to replicate the performance of that index, and they've done a very good job. I mean, the C fund very closely tracks the S&P 500. Now, although the C and the S and the I and the F fund operate in a manner similar to mutual funds, they're not mutual funds. They're called trust funds, and as a result, they're not regulated by the SEC. They're regulated by the Comptroller of the Currency. They don't have ticker symbols. But I would say that this is nothing to be worried about. They've done a very good job of replicating their indexes, and that's what we want. Now, the S&P 500 index represents about 75% of the U.S. stock market, and that's based upon value of the companies as represented by the value of their stocks. And it's 500 of the largest companies in the United States. It's not the 500 largest. And actually, there are about four or five foreign companies that are there for various reasons. But it's almost all U.S. companies. But the people that manage the S&P 500, which is Standard & Poor's, thus the S&P, they actually every year decide which companies to keep in and which they're going to get rid of and what companies are going to use to replace the ones they got rid of. There's now a lot of turnover, but there's a little turnover. And so it's 500 of the largest. Now, it actually ranges from very large companies, the largest companies in the United States, down to some that, you know, I think anybody would consider, you know, pretty small companies. There's one company in there that's only worth $1 billion, which is a small company. And the value of those companies in the S&P is determined by the total value that they represent in the index. So the largest companies have the largest representation, the S&P 500. And the largest 10 companies are ExxonMobil, Apple, Microsoft, GE, Procter & Gamble, IBM, Johnson & Johnson, Chevron, AT&T, and J.P. Morgan.
Art, do we have any feel for how the C Fund has performed since it was made a part of the TSP?
Yeah. You know, we certainly have 10-year averages. That takes you back to 2000. And over the last 10 years, it's been a horrible 10 years for the C Fund and the S&P 500. It averaged minus 0.9% per year. Now, over the last 20 years, and actually the C Fund hadn't been in the TSP for 20 years, but had it been in there, it would have averaged 8% a year, because that's what the S&P 500 averaged over the last 20 years through the end of last year. And that was a great return. That 8% a year outperformed bonds and international equities.